Hello, this is Charles Carroll with the BBC News. The UN Secretary-General says he's encouraged that Iran has become involved for the first time in international talks on resolving the conflict in Syria. As world powers prepare for substantive negotiations in Vienna, Ban Ki-moon urged them to show global leadership and a sense of flexibility. The US Secretary of State, John Kerry, has held preliminary discussions with his counterparts from Iran, Russia, Turkey and Saudi Arabia. The European Union Foreign Policy Chief, Federica Mogherini, said that it's the start of a process.
Let's see if the work we've done in coordination with the US, with Russia in these days, in these weeks, allows us to open this political space and creates the possibility for a follow-up, for the beginning of a process that can lead us to a political transition in Syria.
A former U.S. military base in Iraq housing exiled Iranian opposition members has come under rocket fire. At least 15 missiles struck the base, known as Camp Liberty, close to Baghdad airport. The Iranian opposition group the People's Mujahideen of Iran says more than 20 of its members have been killed. Ali McConnell has the details.
The opposition group has been in exile since it fled Tehran after the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The dissidents were originally welcomed by the government of Saddam Hussein, but their situation became more precarious when the US-led invasion of 2003 brought new leaders to power with ties to Iran. It's not yet clear who carried out this attack on the camp, which houses more than 2,000 members of the group. But the United Nations and the US State Department have urged the Iraqi government to hold those responsible to account.
Paul Ryan has been elected as the new Speaker of the US House of Representatives. The 45-year-old Republican from Wisconsin succeeds John Boehner, who announced his retirement last month. The BBC's Jane O'Brien in Washington looks at the challenges facing Mr. Ryan.
He's got the unenviable task, the one that Mr. Boehner frankly couldn't do, of trying to get his party united. And he has a very, very vociferous, vocal, fractious, conservative wing that just do not want to have anything to do with the establishment of the Republican Party. They want to be disruptive. They want to be the party of chaos. And he's somehow got to bring them on board and say, look, we've got a presidential election coming up. We have to show that we can govern.
The acting leader of the Central African Republic, Katrin Sambapanza, has described elections as crucial to the country's future, but warned there were enemies of peace trying to prevent them happening. The polls were cancelled after clashes between Christians and Muslims in the capital, Bangui, in September claimed more than 40 lives. They're now due to be held in December. The interim president admitted the security situation was far from ideal, but people were keen to vote. World News from the BBC. A Spanish Coast Guard helicopter and a search vessel are looking for more than 30 African migrants who are feared to have drowned after their inflatable dinghy fell apart off the coast of Morocco. Four bodies have been recovered from the water. Rescuers picked up two women and 13 men. US media reports say that an Iranian-American businessman has been arrested while visiting Tehran. It's not clear whether any charges have been brought against Tsemakh Namazi, who is said to have been detained earlier this month. Three other Americans who retain Iranian citizenship have been imprisoned in Iran. Two are accused of espionage. A provincial court in Argentina has ordered a judge to reopen a criminal investigation into whether producers of the BBC programme Top Gear falsified a car registration plate. The Top Gear team fled Argentina last year after they were targeted by protesters angry that they had used a car with the registration number H982FKL, an apparent reference to Argentina's defeat to Britain in the Falklands War of 1982. Ignacio de los Reyes reports.
Jeremy Clarkson and the Top Gear team were pelted with stones and had to flee the country in 2014 because of the row about the number plate on a Porsche car. A judge closed the investigation earlier this year, but a local court in the province of Tierra del Fuego has just ordered the case to be reopened following an appeal by a group of war veterans. They claim that Top Gear changed the number plates knowing it was illegal. At the time, Top Gear's producers said the number plate had not been deliberately chosen.
And the authorities in Chile have charged two forestry companies with fixing the price of toilet paper for more than a decade. Investigators said it was one of the largest cases of collusion they had uncovered in the country. The companies allegedly organised secret high-level meetings at golf courses. BBC News.